step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to The Cop Table, a Liverpool FCHQ.com podcast with your host, Peter Phillips. For all your Liverpool analysis and opinion, check out the website LiverpoolFCHQ.com.
I heard a cop I calling.
Hello and welcome to the Cop Table podcast. Today we are previewing the Liverpool versus West Ham game at Anfield this coming season, the Premier League opener for both sides. Got a very special guest on our show tonight with us, Chris Akabusi, West Ham fan, also an MBE. Chris, obviously, he's a legend in the athletics world. He's won the 400 metres hurdles record at 48.12 seconds. Also took the gold in Tokyo at the 1991 World Championships, overtaking American runner Antonio Pettigrew on the final straight across the line to win the gold medal for the British team at the time of a new British record as well. Chris also went on to have an excellent TV career, featuring on Record Breakers, The Big Breakfast, and Question of Sport, amongst other things. So, fabulous stuff, Chris. Really welcome on the show. How are you?
Yeah, Peter, fantastic, mate. Thanks very much for that. Really looking forward to speaking to you and Jay. Can't wait for Sunday. It's going to be a great day. West Ham going up to Anfield, taking on the mighty Liverpool, and we can't lose. It's going to be exciting, free-flowing football. Look at you boys doing your stuff, and win, lose or draw, we will be happy, but I'm hoping we're going to steal something from you.
Brilliant, Chris. You sound as excited as us about the podcast and the coming season, so brilliant. And also, we have our usual resident Liverpool guest with us, Jay Riley. Jay's a regular on the Radio City Fan Friday talk show, also features in the Liverpool Echo, does a little bit on Redmen TV and also on LFC TV. So, thanks very much again, Jay. How are you?
Hello, lads. Yeah, not too bad. Looking forward to Sunday's game. Can't wait now. Just excited for it all.
Great stuff. Okay, we're going to start off with our West Ham guest, Chris. Obviously, going into the new season, Chris, you guys have got a new manager, Manuel Pellegrini. What's your initial thoughts on his appointment as your manager?
So, I tell you what, I mean, I was a Billish fan, so I really love Billish, West Ham through and through. He fell out with the owners. I thought the owners were losing it a little bit. We took on Moisey, who came across from the other side of your park before going to Man United. He did a good job, saved us last year. We were in real trouble. And I tell you what, I mean, the jury's out on Pellegrini. He's obviously got the ear of the owners because we've had a phenomenal window. But I don't know if he can do it with us. You know, it's one thing doing it with Manchester City when you've got the deep pockets or the Man City have. It's another thing when you come down to, I want to say Upton Park, when you come down to London, you know, we haven't got deep pockets. And if we bust the bank for him, let's see what he can do with a mid-table club. You know, we're a mid-table team. We've flirted a lot of relegation in the last couple of years. If we can be up there, you know, 7, 8, 9, maybe pop in and have a little look with you boys up there in the top 4, top 6, that'd be lovely. But really, we want to look at good free-flowing football. If you can get us playing football, we're West Ham. We don't win much. We want to play good football.
Yeah, and to be fair to Pellegrini, he does come with a really good pedigree, doesn't he? He's, like you say, he's won the Premier League at Manchester City. He's managed Real Madrid. He's managed some very big teams. And I think he's been to did he manage international the football with Chile as well? So he's got a very good background. Do you think he's going to be an improvement on, like you say, the previous managers of Bilic and Moyes?
I mean, well, he better be. I mean, as I said right from the get-go, I loved Bilic. And I think if Bilic had got the backing that Pellegrini has got, we would have done very well. He's gone. Pellegrini's in. Let's see what he can do. He's got a great reputation. You've just talked about his Pellegrini's legacy. Most important thing for me is he gets us playing football. He gets us playing football on the ground, on the park, rolling it around, giving goes. You know, I mean, if we could play a scintilla, a little bit of the football that you guys are playing, that would be wonderful. You know, we haven't got to win every week. We want to be secured by February, have a good cup run, and maybe get a nosebleed every now and again. But I want to see good football.
Excellent stuff. Cheers, Chris. Right, okay then, Jay. Looking forward to the first home game at Anfield. For us, how important is it, in your opinion, that Liverpool hit the ground running and make a really good start in these first few games?
I think it's massively important, isn't it? Because, you know, obviously, Liverpool done the transfer business pretty early, didn't we? And, like, we've just sat back and let the round airs now, you know, right on deadline day. And we've had plenty of time to prepare for this game and the coming season, really. We've had quite a good pre-season, haven't we? And, you know, everyone's excited, looking forward to the campaign. And we genuinely believe now this is our time. This is the Liverpool's opportunity to genuinely challenge for the title. And, you know, everyone is excited. But, you know, first and foremost, we've still got to win this opening game, because, you know, it's all right getting, you know, excited and getting carried away and thinking this is our moment now to challenge. But, you know, the opening day of the season, it's never easy, is it? You know, it's great if we can play entertaining football and win 3 or 4 nil. But, you know, ultimately, it's all about getting the 3 points and building momentum, really, isn't it? Going into the next game against Crystal Palace away from home on the Monday night. So, you know, you've got to take that on board, the fact that, you know, we're playing a West Ham team that they've got a new manager. They've got 6 or 7 new players as well. So you'd like to think it's probably a good time to play them, purely and simply because they shouldn't really have gelled properly yet. Because as the season gets, you know, it develops, you would imagine West Ham would be a lot better as the season moves on. But at the start of the season, it could be good for Liverpool to catch them cold, really, especially being at Anfield as well. So, you know, like I say, looking forward to it. But, you know, most importantly, forget the performance. It's all about getting the 3 points, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, exactly. 3 points on the table in the first match is vitally important to myself as well. I think last year we went down to Watford, didn't we? And we drew our first game 3-3. And you just see that little initial stumble, it can have a little bit of an effect on you in the next 3 or 4 games. So it's vital that Liverpool do get off to a winning start on Sunday. And like you say, hopefully West Ham, although further on, like you say, down the line, I can see them being a really threatening side in the Premier League. But just with the new signing starting to bed in, getting to know each other, getting to know a new manager, getting to know the new surroundings, one or two foreign lads as well who might not understand the language as well. I don't think some of them might be able to understand Jack Wilshere, but that's another question, isn't it? But yeah, back over to yourself then, Chris. Talking about the transfer window, like we did just before we started recording, what do you make of the business so far that's been done by West Ham United?
Yeah, very exciting. I mean, first and foremost, the biggest business for me is keeping hold of Arnautović, Hernandez, Antonio, Obiang, Declan Rice is a young guy. I mean, that was really vitally important that we kept hold of those guys. But then when you got the additions of Yarmolenko, Anderson, you know, today even, deadline day, Perez and Sanchez are going to be phenomenal backups. You know when we have a number two, number three midfielder injured, we've got some phenomenal backups. You know, we've taken care of business early as far as our defence is concerned with Diop and Fredericks. It's exciting times at West Ham. Now, you are right. You know, some of these guys are going to take a lot longer to bed in. A lot of the foreign guys, when they come to the Premier League, they're surprised how quick it is, how 100 miles per hour it is, how tough it is. You know, and no matter how good you are, first and foremost, you've got to be able to put your foot in. And a lot of the foreign boys, you know, who've been playing in Spain or Italy or Germany, don't realise how physical our game is. And actually, in that respect, it's good that we're playing you the first game of the season. Because of all the Premier League teams, traditionally over a lot of years, Liverpool have been the least sort of hardest, you know, kicking up in the air. You know, you guys like to play football. You're very quick. And I remember there's a couple of times we beat you in the last couple of years. We actually beat you on your counter-attack. You know, and I can remember us beating you up your end. I can remember you beating you at Upton Park. We beat you on a counter-attack. And it was really surprising. But you still didn't boot us off the park. You still tried to play football even when you were down. So it might be, in that respect, for our signings, is a nice gentle way in. Ain't going to be easy. Do expect you guys to win. But at least they won't be booted off the park.
Yeah, excellent point, Chris. I think Jürgen Klopp instills that into the side, doesn't he? He wants us to play fair. He wants us to go in and challenge, obviously, wholeheartedly, but he wants us to play fair. And I think Liverpool was one of the only teams who was one of the teams, at the top of the Fair Play League last season, although some of the fans don't tend to agree with that. They want to see a player who's prepared to put his foot in and be prepared to do a little bit of the dark arts, if you like Ramos did in the final to us. They want to see some of that from us. We've got Naby Keita now, who's a little genius in that sort of thing, with his little niggly fouls and breaking up play and things like that. Although he's not a nasty and dirty type of player, he's one of them who can just get under the skin of the opposition and things like that. So, yeah, I think you're right there, Chris, about Liverpool being a nicey-nicey team previously, but hopefully now with the additions that we've made, we can sort of turn that over a little bit and become a team that with a little bit more steel inside them. But just what on the topic of transfer signings, Chris, you've obviously brought in, like you say, Yarmolenko, Carlos Sanchez today, Felipe Anderson was another one. Which of these players is the one that's going to excite you the most?
I saw one of the games against Germany in the pre-season, and to tell you what, watching Arnautović hook up with Anderson, Matsuaka on the left-hand side, it was just glorious. I mean, ping, 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 ping. It was just glorious football. So I've got a funny feeling that Anderson could be a very important playmaker for West Ham. I don't see him putting his foot in, but I can see him and Wilshere, that's it. So it was Wilshere, Anderson, Arnautović, and our left-back, Matsuaka. They were absolutely excellent down the left side of the park. And I think that most of our creative stuff will come down from the left-hand side of the park. And, you know, nobody knows about it yet, really. I was surprised to see it. If we can play 80% of the way we played in pre-season, the Premier League is in for a surprise. So Anderson is... Now I understand why Pellegrini had him as top of his list. He's a pickpocket. He's a playmaker. He puts balls in the right places. He puts balls into running spaces. And, you know, Arnautović, I mean, he scored every game in the pre-season, was just feeding off of it. And, you know, our little P, he's going to get stuff off people's backsides, off the bar, off the post. He's going to pick up so many stuff from those lovely feeding balls from Wiltshire and Anderson. So we're looking forward to that at West Ham being a bit of an attacking force.
Excellent stuff. Cheers, Chris. Yeah, I was just reading a little bit about the West Ham, like one of the interviews with a fan, I think it was, and he was talking about the lineup, and he wasn't sure whether Anderson would start or whether he'd bring him off the bench. He was just debating whether Antonio would start or what are the other two guys. So it'll be interesting to see what Pellegrini goes with on Sunday. Right, okay then, back over to you then, Jay. Looking forward towards the game on Sunday. Obviously, Fabinho has picked up this little bit of a knock in training today and is a doubt for the game. So I think the back four's pretty much going to pick itself, isn't it, with Trent Van Dijk, Gomez, providing he's fit as well, and Andy Robertson. What do you see the midfield looking like, taking into consideration that Fabinho might now miss this game?
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because the other night, Jürgen Klopp did say about Jordan Henderson that he's had 3 weeks break and he's come back, and it's like he's never been away, really, and he's been quite remarkably fit considering he's had that break. So it could be that, you know, Jordan Henderson will start the game if Fabinho doesn't make it, because he's got a muscle injury, hasn't he? So the thought is that he probably won't make the game, or he won't start the game anyway. So you would imagine it's going to be a toss-up between Jordan Henderson or Gini Wijnaldum, who to me has looked very good in the last two pre-season friendly games in Dublin against Napoli and also against Torino the other night, where he looked really good getting forward, didn't he? So it'd be a bit interesting to see if he did play in the number six role in front of the back four, really. But like I say, you'd say probably a toss-up between them two to play that role. You'd think James Milner would be okay. I know he had a head injury near against Napoli, but you know, he's back in training today. So he's done quite well in pre-season as well. He's been there right the way throughout it, hasn't he? So you'd imagine he'll probably start as well. And then obviously Naby Keita as well, who he started off, didn't he, pre-season, where he looked sharp, on fire, some lovely balls, through balls, especially to Daniel Sturridge in one particular game. I think it was against Blackburn, and also against Tranmere as well.
Dortmund as well, yeah.
And he got a neck injury, didn't he? And then he missed a couple of games against United and City. But then the last couple of games that we've just played the two Italian sides, he struggled a little bit for me. And just, you know, I think it's the fine balance, isn't it, of getting his correct position in the midfield, because obviously we play a three in midfield, don't we? And maybe he struggled a little bit playing on that left-hand side a little bit, but I'm sure he'll start the game on Sunday. And you know, it is going to be a dilemma for Klopp, though, because Fabinho's played most of the games, hasn't he? He's a holding midfield player, and it's not ideal with Henderson because he only returned to training, didn't he, on Monday? But like I say, he had a little cameo appearance against Torino the other night, and he seemed totally fine, didn't he? And you know, if he's fit enough to start the game, he is the captain after all. And St. Alexander-Arnold was at the World Cup as well. He's had a little break, come back a week earlier, didn't he? But he probably will start at right back, you'd imagine. So I think, you know, there is a chance there that Henderson will start. But you know, it's good to have the options now, isn't it? Because if you look back to the back end of last season when we were going for the Champions League, you know, Liverpool were struggling. They had three fit centre midfield players to choose from because Emre Can got injured, didn't he? And you know, it wasn't ideal, was it? Oxlade-Chamberlain got a terrible injury as well against Roma in the semi-final first leg. And, you know, obviously we've been struggling in that area, and Adam Lallana had been out most of last season. So it will be a dilemma for Klopp, but, you know, you'd like to think that if Henderson is ready, then he'll probably start. But, you know, it's interesting to see because we've got numbers there now with Milner, Wijnaldum and Keita as well. So, you know, it remains to be seen. But, you know, whatever Klopp decides to go with, I think Liverpool will be strong in there on Sunday.
Yeah, okay, Jay, I'd just like to stay with you and ask you a little bit about the signings that Liverpool have made, and similar one to, that I asked Chris, which player are you looking forward mostly to seeing in a red shirt? Obviously, we've brought in big money signings. Alisson was the world record signing goalkeeper up until Chelsea signed Kepa yesterday. But also, we've brought in Keita, Fabinho and Jerdan Shaqiri. So Which of these players are you looking forward to seeing on Sunday at the game, Jay?
Well, I've said for a long time now, I'm really looking forward to seeing Naby Keita play, because I do think once he settles at the club, settles in this league, I think he could just tear the Premier League up, really. I think he's got all the attributes to be a fantastic player. I touched on there that he hasn't been great in the last couple of games, and I think, you know, it's a learning process for him, isn't it? I mean, when we find his correct position where Klopp really wants him to play in that midfield, then we'll see the best of him. And he's the one that I'm excited about the most. But you'd also have to say the goalkeeper situation as well. I mean, it's been clear for a long, long time that Liverpool have struggled in that area, in that department. You know, Simon Mignolet's never been good enough, really. And Loris Karius had spells last season where he looked okay, but, you know, you get what you pay for, don't you? I mean, I think we paid £4.5 million for him. And you know, the facts are, he let us down in the European Cup final, and you know, you can't dwell on it and let it, you know, fester for the rest of your life. But ultimately, in such a high profile game, he not only did he make one mistake, he made two mistakes, and I just don't know how he'll ever recover from that. And the facts are, he's not a very good goalkeeper. So it was evident that Liverpool needed to go out and spend money on a new goalkeeper and get a top class goalkeeper. And you know, with spending £67 million on Alisson, it's a lot of money, but you know, like I say, he's the Brazilian number one, and we've all seen last season how good Ederson was for Manchester City, and he keeps him out the Brazil side, doesn't he? So you'd have to say on that basis, he must have something about him where, you know, he has got the potential to be a top class goalkeeper. And the only thing I will say though is he's not played a lot of games for Roma, So I think as he played 50, 60 times for Roma, he's actually played 30 times, got 30 caps for Brazil. So it's a strange situation, really, because he's still a relatively inexperienced goalkeeper in that sense, isn't he? But like I say, I think he's got that presence about him, hasn't he? I think he's 6'4". He's a giant in between the sticks. And, you know, so far he's looked quite good with the ball at his feet. You know, he's a little bit more commanding, isn't he, than Karius or Mignolet. You know, like I say, it's one of them, isn't it? We'll have to see. I'm sure as the season goes on, he's going to make mistakes. And, you know, hopefully people don't highlight it as much as what they would say if it was Karius. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's only natural that he's going to make a mistake. Because no one's a genius. No one's, like, you know, error free, are they? But, you know, Karius had plenty of opportunities to prove himself. And he made quite a lot of mistakes towards the end of the season. And then, like I say, when you make them mistakes he made in the European Cup final, I just don't know how you recover from that. So he's had his chance. And now it's time to move on. And Alisson's the one that we've put our money on. We're going to pin all our hopes and prayers on. And, you know, let's be perfectly honest. I think Liverpool now defensively as a whole are a little bit better with Virgil van Dijk coming in when we signed him in January time. If you look at the stats, Liverpool have improved massively, really. They've made, you know, the improvements are there for all to see. But what I would like to say, though, is when you think about it, the last couple of games in pre-season, I think we've looked a little bit open, though. I mean, I thought the lad Belotti caused us a lot of problems the other night at Anfield, the 3-0 forwards. He was very lively running the channels, and he worked the centre-halves. And this is the problem we've got. You see, you know, if there's one criticism that I would say, I mean, I'm really happy with Liverpool's transfer business this summer. We've had a fantastic window. But we probably would have liked another centre-half, really, for me. I know Lovren had a really good World Cup and he had a good end to last season. He might not be ready in time to play at the weekend, so it's looking like Joe Gomez. But when you look at Liverpool, they have got four or five centre-halves to choose from. But a lot of them are injury-prone, aren't they? I mean, you know, Gomez was left out the other night as a precaution, probably with this game in mind. Matip's injured again. Clavin's injured at the moment. You know, it's not ideal, is it? So, you know, would have liked another centre-half, really. But, you know, Klopp's decided to just give these a chance now. And I think maybe we'll see how Joe Gomez does playing centre-half. He's 21 now. He's been at the club for a few years. He's been tried at left-back, predominantly last season at right-back. Now this may be his chance to shine as a centre-half and see how he goes. And, you know, if it doesn't work out or he does get a few injuries along with Matip and Clavin, then maybe we will dip into the transfer market in January time. It was all the talk of Tarkowski, all the sells. So it's interesting to see how we go between now and January and reassess. But, you know, like I say, I think I'm looking forward to seeing Alisson. I'm looking forward to seeing Keita. It's a shame Fabinho is probably going to be, you know, he's probably going to miss the game through injury. And let's be brutally honest about it. How good has Shaqiri looked? I mean,
fantastic, yeah.
A few raised eyebrows, Liverpool. A few raised eyebrows, wasn't he, Liverpool, going after him because things have been questioned, have been labelled at him that he's quite lazy. He's unprofessional. You know, Gary Neville said it, you know, well documented what he said about him. But the thing is, he was at Stoke for a couple of seasons. He was the best player in a poor Stoke side. You know, the stats will back that up from last season. But I just think with Shaqiri, he's come with it a little bit of a point to move. He's been at a couple of top clubs in his career. He was at Bayern Munich, he was at Inter Milan, and he sort of never really cut the mustard there for one reason or another. And he come to Stoke, and, you know, the old saying of can he do it on a cold, wet night at Stoke? And he basically can do, because he did do. But what I will say is, I think now he's looking at this, thinking this quite possibly is his last chance at the big time, at a big club. And let's be honest, he could have the perfect manager there, which is Jürgen Klopp. Jürgen Klopp is, he gets the best out of players. And you can see already, I know it's early days, but you can see already that, you know, Shaqiri's got a smile on his face. He's made up to be here. He knows this is a big opportunity for him. And let's be honest, he is a little magician. He scored. We've seen him score overhead kicks for his country. We've seen him score wonder goals for Stoke. We've seen him score already for Liverpool in the Liverpool shirt. He scored a fantastic goal against Manchester United, scissor kick. He's also a great assist the other night for Daniel Sturridge as well. So I'm really excited to see what he can bring to the table for Liverpool, really. And people are saying he's going to be an impact player from the bench. Yeah, quite possibly. But I do think at times this season he will start for us as well. And like I say, in some of the tight games when we're struggling to break teams down, he could be our little secret weapon. You just never know. So, like I say, the four signings we've made, I'm very happy with every single sign. And I think, you know, it's positive going into the new season. I would have liked another centre-half, but, you know, I'm not too greedy. and I'm just really looking forward to it now. And I think, you know, let's be honest now, this group of players, this squad that we've got, we should fear no team in this Premier League, and let's see what happens.
Brilliant, thanks, Jay. Okay, then back over to Chris. Chris, just like to ask you about the game at Anfield this coming weekend. How do you think Pellegrini's going to approach this game? Obviously, you've said previously that there's nothing to lose for West Ham. Do you think they're going to come and have a go, or do you think they maybe looked at Liverpool from last season and thought we may just have to reel in a little bit, put the handbrake on slightly? How do you see Pellegrini tactically approaching this game?
So that's a good question. So historically, West Ham would go up there and look to try to keep the game tight for the first half hour or so, frustrate Liverpool, make sure you win your battles in all your various positions, and then look to do a bit of counter-attacking. That's worked very, very well for West Ham in the last few years. I've heard that Pellegrini likes a 4-4-2. So that would be interesting to see if we do play with two strikers. And if we do play with two strikers, does that give Liverpool something to think about? Especially as our strikers will be quite mobile, twisty-turny, low centre of gravity. And will that give someone like Van Dijk a little bit of something to think about? So for us West Ham fans, we don't know. I certainly don't know. I've had a look at how we played in the warm-up games pre-season, and we look to be at quite a free-flowing attacking team. But you just really don't know how that translates to the Premier League when points are at stake. I do believe he's a 4-4-2 man. If he's a 4-4-2 man, I'm quite clear of what I think our first team will be, with, you know, depending upon whether it's a game where we really need to be quite solid and defending, or whether we can risk counter-attacking. And I think that will be more like the game. You know, either pressing high and counter-attacking against teams like you guys, or really, I don't say parking the bus, because that won't be his way, but, you know, being really, really solid and making sure we've got people covering men as they're putting in the tackles.
Like you were saying, Chris, a 4-4-2 formation, it is not one of the more well-known formations, if you like. It used to be basically back in the 80s, 90s, it was just every team bang 4-4-2. Nowadays, you don't see that many teams going with a 4-4-2, and it'll be interesting to see whether West Ham do come and adopt that type of tactics, and it'll be interesting to see how Liverpool play against a team who adopt that formation, because, like I say, there's not that many teams that come and do that formation. But overall, for looking at the season as a whole, Chris, what would you deem to be a successful season for your side this time around?
So I'm trying to keep my feet on the ground. Everyone would like a good cup run. I think, you know, we would love a good cup run. Love to get deep into a cup, especially if teams, you know, if it's top four or five teams, don't take cups too seriously until it's too late. So I'm looking for a quarterfinal, semi-final at least from West Ham in one of the cups. I'm looking for a top half finish quite clearly. Would be nice to think, you know, 7, 8, 9, 9 to 3. I mean, this is going to be strange for Liverpool, but, you know, nice to be safe by February, so that we're not worried, not looking over the shoulder. I think that would be a great season. I'd like to see someone like Arnautovic on 15, 20 goals. That would be really, really good for us to get a player deep into double figures. You know, very rarely we got anybody who scores more than sort of 10, 12 goals. So 15, 20 goals, a year striker, backed up with somebody else, 10, 15. I think they're the sort of things that realistically we can expect and hope for. But you know what football's like. Nobody could expect Leicester to win 2-3 years ago. And you know, don't let me get ahead of myself. I'd love to be surprised by joy and see West Ham top 6, top 4. It's not going to happen. We ain't ahead of ourselves. We want to be top 10, 7, 8, 9, good cup run, but who knows? That's the great thing about football. You sit this side of the fence and you can look forward and just hope. I know we've got a tough start. You know, I know that we played 3 of the top 6 in the first in the first six games and five in the first 10 games. It's going to be a tough start. If we can get 10, 12 points in the first 8, 10 games, we'll have done well. You know, we're playing you lot, playing Arsenal, playing Chelsea, playing Man United, playing Tottenham, we're backed up by City, you know, so it's going to be tough to get points earlier on. But that might be a good thing, you know, to see where we're at and to learn the ropes really, really early. But it's going to be a great season. I think we're going to have a real good season and we're going to be safe by February, have a good cup run.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah, excellent that, Chris. Right, okay, lads, just what we do on the podcast each week, Chris, is we do like a score prediction and a little bit of a reasoning as to why you think that. So I'm going to start off with Jay. I'm going to ask, what's your score prediction for this one, Jay, and your reasons for that, please?
Well, as I said before, I mean, it's all about getting the 3 points, really. And yeah, it's great if we could win 4 or 5-0 playing attractive football and playing West Ham off the park, but on the opening day of the season, it's all about getting the 3 points. It's as simple as that. But I do think Liverpool have had a very good pre-season. And like I say, with Salah and Mane coming back quite early, really, because he went out of the World Cup quite soon, didn't he? I think, really, there's no excuses in that sense for both of them players to be firing on all cylinders. The one player out of the trio that I'm a bit concerned about is Firmino, because obviously he came back a little bit later. And I just thought the other night against Torino and against Napoli as well, he just looked a little bit off the pace for me. So, you know, obviously this game on Sunday, it's going to be a big one for him. If he can give us like 60 minutes, 70 minutes, then that may well be enough, because them three together alone are capable of winning any game of football, aren't they? They're that good. So I do think Liverpool will probably have a little bit too much for West Ham, because as I also said before, you know, when you sign that many players, 6 or 7 players, it's very difficult for them to gel, isn't it, straight away, immediately. And you know, it could be a good time to play them, really, because later on into the season, you know, they could be in a little bit of form, and you know, then players gel together. Who knows? They could be certainly contender to get seventh or whatever in the table, because like I say, the top six are sort of like on a bit of a pedestal, really, aren't they? They're a little bit better than the rest. So if West Ham, I'm sure Chris will probably agree, if West Ham could come seventh this season, then that'd be classed as a very good season for them. So like I say, I think you'll see the best of West Ham as the season progresses. But that said, you know, there still won't be no mugs, because Arnautovic has had a season there now, and we all seen what he was capable of last season. He was very good for them. And you know, like I say, he's going to be a threat to Liverpool on Sunday. There's no two ways about it. And with Liverpool having a few little issues in terms of Fabinho, has played most of the pre-season protecting the back four, he's unlikely to start the game. And then you've also got the fact that Joe Gomez is probably going to partner Van Dijk, and he's not really played centre-half for Liverpool much. So it's not ideal, is it, that we're going into this game with a few players a little bit undercooked, if you like, in terms of you haven't had a proper pre-season, and also a few little injury niggles as well along the way. So it's not ideal preparation. But, you know, like I say, we've had a very good pre-season, you know, in general, and I'm excited to see the new boys, and it's great to start the season at Anfield. Last season we were away against Watford. I'm happy this time around that it's at Anfield, and I think we'll just have a little bit too much for West Ham. But all things considered, I do think they'll probably sneak a goal, because as I touched on there, Liverpool have looked a little bit open in the last couple of games, and Arnautovic is a very dangerous player. Got a few creative players there as well, in Felipe Anderson, and also obviously Antonio should be back, shouldn't he? And he was injured for a little bit last season. And they've also got Yarmolenko as well, so you know, they've got a few creative players there. So I think West Ham will score, but I just can't really see anything other than the Liverpool victory, and you probably would go with the front three, or maybe scoring a goal for us at the weekend, and you know, Salah, Mane and Firmino getting one as well. So I go for a 3-1 Liverpool victory.
3-1 for you, Jay. Okay, over to you, Chris. Give us a score prediction and your reasons for that, please.
Sure. So I think it will be a familiar West Ham side that starts. I don't think we'll throw in all the new boys all at once. I think quite clearly, as you always said, it would be too tough for you know, a whole bunch of newbies to be contending in the Premier League. So I think that you're going to see Antonio get the nod ahead of Yarmolenko. I think that you're going to see Arnie and Chicharito spearheading the attack. I do think Declan Rice and Noble will be our holding midfield players. The one or two new boys I think I could see playing will be Frederick as right back, and maybe, just maybe, Anderson. just maybe. But then again, I might take that back and see someone like Diop, because Diop and Agbonna have played quite well as a centre-back pairing. I don't see him putting in more than two or three new boys at the same time. When it comes to the score, I do think West Ham will score the last goal. The question is going to be whether that last goal pulls us back 2-2 or is a dagger in the heart of the boys on the cop, blindsiding you boys 3-2, taking all the out of the end one. That is going to be the question. Whether the cop are going to get on the back of the boys, thinking, what's going on? Why are you not steamrolling us? And I think it could be something like, Arnie gets an early goal. You guys get two goals, 2-1, and a little sneaky 92nd minute off his backside Chicharito draw. Or even better, we get a sweet little move down our left flank. Anderson's come on. We've been down 2-0 for a long time. Come back to 2-2. And sweet as you like it, Masuaka flicks it to Anderson, flicks it back to Masuaka. He puts it across. Arnie chests it round. Boom! Antonio smashes it into the net. There's nothing left for the Cop Boys to do. And we're all singing, we're forever blowing bubbles.
I think there's an alarm going off there. You know, you need to wake up, Chris.
Chris, absolutely spot on, mate. Brilliant stuff.
When I wake up, I see a real star. I'll leave that with you.
Oh, fantastic, Chris. Right. My score prediction. I'm not going to get as excited as Chris and give a running commentary, but that was fantastic. That I'm going to go with a 2-1 victory to Liverpool. Like Jay said, I think West Ham will sneak a goal. I just think Liverpool will have that little bit too much for them. I think it will be a close game at times, and there will be a few hairy moments for Liverpool. But I just think with the likes of Salah and Mane on the break with this West Ham side, especially if Zabaleta's playing, Mane has got bounds of pace on him on that side of the pitch, and Salah on his side as well. I just think that Liverpool will have a little bit too much in attack for West Ham, but a close game, and I'm going to go with a 2-1 Liverpool victory. Okay, lads, just before we go, what I do each week on the podcast, Chris is play a band, unsigned band or an unsigned artist, and we put a little advertisement out on Twitter and stuff each week to see if anyone's interested. This week we've had the cluster's a band. Oh no, there's three in the band, sorry. They're based out in Austin in Texas. They go by the name of Those Damn Eyes, and the song I'm going to play for you tonight is called In a Flash by Those Damn Eyes.
Through the trees, you will see I can be everything you wanted me to be. Dig my grave, I will save. It's what I gave, losing time to this madness. It's a bit frightening. You can't keep me. Chances are I left you drowning. Chances are I left you drowning.
Hi, Jack the producer here. If you'd like some more football podcasts by Ronnie Dog Media, then you should join Luke Glanville and guests on the West Ham Matters podcast. Luke interviews fellow journalists each week, including stats, facts, incredibly hard quizzes, and crazy predictions.
I'm going to be overly confident, and I'm going to say that West Ham are going to sneak into the top six.
You can find West Ham Matters on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Acast.
Okay, that song was called In a Flash by Those Damn Eyes, based out in Austin in Texas. They've also got a website you can have a look at there, which is called thosedamneyesofficial.com. So thanks very much to Jay, and thanks very much to Chris for joining us on the Cop Table West Ham preview show. Absolutely fantastic show that lads are made up with it. Thanks again.
Thanks, fella. Nice one. Good luck to you guys. Except for Sunday.
Cheers, boys.
Brilliant. So that's the Cop Table preview of the Liverpool versus West Ham game. All done. We'll be back with our Crystal Palace preview next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will speak to you all soon. Goodbye.
Shankly gates, I heard a cop I calling.
Hope you enjoyed today's Cop Table. Please do follow us on Twitter at @the_cop_table. And don't forget, for all your Liverpool analysis and opinion, head over to LiverpoolFCHQ.com. We'll see you next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.